Charter schools were also hit with the governor's veto pen when she zeroed out a $35 million increase in per-pupil funding for charter school students. The funding increase for traditional public schools was not touched. Michigan's charter schools are public schools, and they do get public dollars. Some 10% of Michigan's K-12 students attend a charter school. We turn now to Dan Quisenberry, who's president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. Dan, how many students are we talking about?
150,000. This is obviously enrollment time, so we're concerned about that, too. Does it send negative messages to people? But, yeah, it's a lot of kids all across the state of Michigan.
And give us an idea of what's done with this funding. What does this funding mean and to those 150,000 students?
Great question, because we still know after 25 years, not everybody understands this charter school thing. So fill in the blank, public school. What does it mean for any public school if that kind of funding cut were to happen? Nobody was budgeting this kind of stuff necessarily, because obviously we were still dealing with approving budgets. But they certainly had ideas. So if the funding comes through, we think it's looking like $240 a student, it's going to mean something. So whether it's teacher raises, that extra program, charter schools serve more than double the state averages on poverty, at-risk students, ELL. So programming, particularly for those kids, is important. The wraparound services, the things you need to do. I could go on, but it's critical to making a public school work.
And did you see this cut coming? Had you any hint beforehand?
No, that's really is a shock, because we knew that everybody, right? We've all been talking about the budgets, roads, tax increases, and the negotiation. But this seemed to be a done deal because the governor's original proposals, Senate, House, everybody seemed to be on similar pages. And particularly around equity. Equity, if you haven't been reading all of this along, is about making sure there's more money for kids that are poverty, at risk, ELL. So, yeah, to single out charter schools who already get less funding, particularly as they serve those kids, yeah, real shocker.
Why do you think that happened? Why do you think charter schools got vetoed?
The best I can say, this is kind of getting into intentions. Mm-hmm. I was at the press conference Tuesday morning, and a reporter asked the governor directly, why charter school funding? These were tough decisions. I didn't want to make them, but I'm getting the attention of the legislature. That breaks our hearts. It's politics is what it is. You have to put a label on it. It's leverage to get votes from the legislature for something she wants that they hadn't been able to successfully negotiate over the summer. Tragic.
And we hear from Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. He says the budget is done. She wants to sit down and talk. He says we have no plans to further negotiate with the governor. So first of all, what kind of conversations have you had with the Republican legislative leaders about working out some kind of a supplemental budget to restore the money?
Yeah. For us, for parents, for the teachers that are going to be affected by this across the state, this isn't Democrat or Republican. This is why are you using these schools and these kids as leverage? So we had 7,000 people within 48 hours sending emails to both the governor and the legislature. But at this point, if you've been reading some of this, the governor did the vetoes. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'll continue to veto things that aren't aligned with my priorities. So our focus right now is the governor. Until she says, you know, I need to reestablish that charter school funding, I don't know what else I can do. I could talk to the legislature all day long, and they're basically saying, we don't know what you're going to approve, governor, so tell us what that is and we'll talk.
But, and as you say, the governor hit the line item veto pen going, but the GOP's in control. So what have you said to – have you spoken with legislative leaders?
Those same 7,000 people send emails to their legislators.
What about you and your people?
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of response did you get?
We don't know what she's really looking for. She's threatened to continue to veto when we have some clear idea. So, yeah, I don't know. At this point there's key leaders in the legislature, there's the governor, and we're all trying to understand what's going on here. And there's a lot of things. Charter school funding is the most significant to us, but the coverage has certainly highlighted many people and programs that have been negatively impacted here, all of us being used to leverage this negotiation. We just, yeah, it's frustrating. What, these are real things, real people.
And so what, if this money is not restored, if they're not able to work out a supplemental budget, which has to be passed by the legislature to restore that money, what's that going to look like in the classroom?
Yeah. I want to say both sides of it, mm-hmm. because charter schools already get less funding per pupil and don't get property taxes. So they'll make do. They will figure out a way, and they still perform. You've just got people. The public educators in our state are remarkable folks, right? They're all on a mission to make sure kids are getting a great education. We all have read things about the stress they're under, the frustration that's there. They're underpaid. That's going to accelerate, magnify the frustration in our schools, 300 charter schools approximately. So it just makes it more difficult to do the jobs that they have in front of them this year.
Have you spoken to the governor or anyone in her office?
I talked to some folks, mm-hmm. remain nameless, but yeah, they're certainly aware of that.
What do you hear from
them? They keep saying, go call the legislature. You talk to the legislature, they go talk to the governor. So right now, again, our analysis is it was her veto. Mm-hmm. She's saying she's going to continue to veto until she makes until they meet her priorities. So if we can get her to say, okay, this is back on my priority list, our attention will go singularly to the legislature, but it's a governor at this point. Please restore this.
You know, traditional public school systems have long argued that charter schools weaken the resources and the potential of traditional systems. So talk to us. Why should charter schools, which are each unique and tough to operate under a single standard, why should they be given the same funding treatment as all traditional public schools?
Yeah, here's an irony. So one of the things the governor's really is trying to do that she's spoken as a value of her budget is equitable funding, and that's mm-hmm. being defined in Michigan right now by the Finance Collaborative Report that says kids in poverty, ELL at risk, need more funding from for public schools so they can have wraparound services, provide for the things they may not be getting other places. That's who our kids are. So why equal funding? Because we got the same kids. These are public schools. We have public school teachers. This is about an education. So parents get to make those choices, and it's about funding our public schools, all of them, not just some of them.
As we watch this face-off between the governor and the GOP leadership, where do you see charter schools and these 150,000 kids fitting into this?
Yeah, unfortunate political pawns being used in this process. It's frustrating to watch. Again, I work in Lansing. That's part of my job, mm-hmm. is to be an advocate, so I get all that. Not when it starts to affect real people. When you talk to school leaders, as I have, when I'm hearing from teachers, as I am, when I'm talking to parents to say, Dan, what in the world is going on and why are we being singled out like this? It starts to become very real. It's not political anymore. And we're having dangerous impact on lives and families that, and yet, seems to be the goal everyone has. Let's make sure kids get equal funding, that those that need it the most are actually being served in a way we expect them to be.
Dan Quisenberry, president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.